Mark chapter 9. And he said to them, "Truly I say to you that there are some of them that stand here which shall not taste of death till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power." And after 6 days Yeshua took with him Peter and James and John and led them up into a high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. And his clothes became shining, exceedingly white as snow, such as no fuller on earth can whiten them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, and they were talking with Yeshua. And Peter answered and said to Yeshua, "Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make 3 tabernacles, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah." For he knew not what to say, for they were very afraid. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son, hear him." And suddenly, when they had looked round about, they saw no man any more, except Yeshua only with themselves. And as they came down from the mountain, he charged them that they should tell no man what things they had seen, till the Son of Man was risen from the dead. And they kept that saying with themselves, questioning one with another what the rising from the dead should mean. And they asked him, saying, "Why say the scribes that Elijah must first come?" And he answered and told them, "Elijah truly comes first and restores all things, and how it is written of the Son of Man that he must suffer many things and be treated as nothing. But I say to you that Elijah has indeed come, and they have done to him whatever they desired, as it is written of him." And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And immediately all the people, when they saw him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, "What question you with them?" And one of the multitude answered and said, "Master, I have brought to you my son, which has a dumb spirit. And wherever he takes him, he tears him, and he foams, and he gnashes with his teeth, and pines away. And I spoke to your disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not." He answered him and said, "O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me." And they brought him to him. And when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him and fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, "How long is it ago since this came to him?" And he said, "From a child. And oftentimes it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Yeshua said to him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes." And immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help you my unbelief." When Yeshua saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying to him, "You dumb and deaf spirit, I charge you, come out of him and enter no more into him." And the spirit cried and tore him greatly and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, "He is dead." But Yeshua took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he had come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, "Why could not we cast him out?" And he said to them, "This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting." And they departed therefrom and passed through Galilee, and he would not that any man should know it. For he taught his disciples and said to them, "The Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and after that he is killed, he shall rise the third day." But they understood not that saying, and were afraid to ask him. And he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them, "What was it that you disputed among yourselves by the way?" But they held their peace, for by the way they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12 and said to them, If any man desires to be first, the same shall be last of all and servant of all. And he took a child and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said to them, Whoever shall receive one of such children in my name receives me, and whoever shall receive me receives not me, but him that sent me. And John answered him, saying, Master, we saw one casting out devils in your name, and he follows not us, and we forbade him, because he follows not us. But Yeshua said, Forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. For he that is not against us is on our part. For whoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to the Messiah, truly I say to you, he shall not lose his reward. And whoever shall offend one of these little ones that believes in me, it is better for him that a millstone was hung about his neck, and he was cast into the sea. And if your hand offends you, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dies not and the fire is not quenched. And if your foot offends you, cut it off. It is better for you to enter lame into life than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dies not, and the fire is not quenched. And if your eye offends you, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire, where their worm dies not, and the fire is not quenched. For every one shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its saltiness, with what will you season it? Have salt in yourselves, and have peace one with another. Mark chapter 10. And he arose from there and came into the coasts of Judea by the farther side of the Jordan, and the people assembled to him again, and, as he was inclined, he taught them again. And the Pharisees came to him and asked him, Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife, tempting him? And he answered and said to them, What did Moses command you? And they said, Moses allowed a man to write a bill of divorce and to put her away. And Yeshua answered and said to them, For the hardness of your heart he wrote you this precept. But from the beginning of the creation God made them male and female. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife. And they two shall be one flesh, so then they are no more two but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man put apart. And in the house his disciples asked him again of the same matter. And he said to them, Whoever shall put away his wife and marry another commits adultery against her. And if a woman shall put away her husband and be married to another, she commits adultery. And they brought young children to him, that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Yeshua saw it, he was very displeased and said to them, Allow the little children to come to me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Truly, I say to you, whoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. And when he had gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Yeshua said to him, Why call you me good? There is none good but one, that is, God. You know the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honour your father and mother. And he answered and said to him, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. Then Yeshua, beholding him, loved him and said to him, One thing you lack, go your way, sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross and follow me. And he was sad at that saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And Yeshua looked round about and said to his disciples, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Yeshua answered again and said to them, Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, Who then can be saved? And Yeshua, looking upon them, said, With men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. Then Peter began to say to him, Lo, we have left all and have followed you. And Yeshua answered and said, Truly I say to you, there is no man that has left house, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands for my sake, and the gospel's, but he shall receive 100 times now, in this time, houses, and brothers, and sisters, and mothers, and children, and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first. And they were in the way going up to Jerusalem, and Yeshua went before them, and they were amazed, and as they followed they were afraid. And he took again the 12 and began to tell them what things should happen to him, saying, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles. And they shall mock him, and shall scourge him, and shall spit upon him, and shall kill him, and the third day he shall rise again. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him, saying, Master, we would that you should do for us whatever we shall desire. And he said to them, What would you that I should do for you? They said to him, Grant to us that we might sit, one on your right hand and the other on your left hand, in your glory. But Yeshua said to them, You know not what you ask. Can you drink of the cup that I drink of, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said to him, We can. And Yeshua said to them, You shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I am baptized therewith shall you be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared. And when the 10 heard it, they began to be very displeased with James and John. But Yeshua called them to him and said to them, You know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But so shall it not be among you, but whoever will be great among you shall be your minister. And whoever of you will be the most chief shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered to, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Yeshua of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Yeshua, you son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, You son of David, have mercy on me. And Yeshua stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying to him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calls you. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Yeshua. And Yeshua answered and said to him, What will you that I should do to you? The blind man said to him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Yeshua said to him, Go your way, your faith has made you whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Yeshua in the way. Mark chapter 11. And when they came near to Jerusalem, to Bethpage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sent forth two of his disciples and said to them, "Go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as you have entered into it, you shall find a colt tied whereon no man sit. Loose him and bring him. And if any man says to you, 'Why do you this?' say you that the Lord has need of him, and immediately he will send him here." And they went their way and found the colt tied by the door outside in a place where two ways met, and they loosed him. And certain of them that stood there said to them, "What do you loosing the colt?" And they said to them, "Even as Yeshua had commanded," and they let him go. And they brought the colt to Yeshua and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the trees and strewed them in the way. And they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, "Hosanna! Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord Yahweh. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David, that he comes in the name of the Lord Yahweh. Hosanna in the highest." And Yeshua entered into Jerusalem and into the temple, and when he had looked round about upon all things, and now the evening had come, he went out to Bethany with the 12. And on the next day, when they had come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if then he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Yeshua answered and said to it, "No man eats fruit of you hereafter for ever." And his disciples heard it. And they come to Jerusalem, and Yeshua went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and would not permit that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying to them, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of thieves?" And the scribes and the chief priests heard it, and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people were astonished at his doctrine. And when evening had come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said to him, "Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away." And Yeshua, answering, said to them, "Have faith in God. For truly I say to you, that whoever shall say to this mountain, 'Be you removed, and be you cast into the sea,' and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive, if you have anything against anyone, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses." And they came again to Jerusalem, and as he was walking in the temple, there came to him the chief priests and the scribes and the elders, and said to him, "By what authority do you these things, and who gave you this authority to do these things?" And Yeshua answered and said to them, "I will also ask of you one question, and answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or of men? Answer me." And they reasoned with themselves, saying, "If we shall say from heaven, he will say, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But if we shall say of men, they feared the people, for all men counted John that he was a prophet indeed." And they answered and said to Yeshua, "We cannot tell." And Yeshua answering said to them, "Neither do I tell you by what authority I do these things." Mark chapter 12. and he began to speak to them by parables. A certain man planted a vineyard and set a hedge about it, and dug a place for the wine vat, and built a tower and let it out to husbandmen, and went into a far country. And at the season he sent to the husbandmen a servant that he might receive from the managers of the fruit of the vineyard. And they caught him and beat him and sent him away empty. And again he sent to them another servant, and at him they cast stones and wounded him in the head and sent him away shamefully handled. And again he sent another, and him they killed, and many others, beating some and killing some. Having yet therefore one son, his well-beloved, he sent him also last to them, saying, they will reverence my son. But those husbandmen said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance shall be ours. And they took him and killed him and cast him out of the vineyard. What shall therefore the lord of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the husbandmen and will give the vineyard to others. And have you not read this scripture? The stone which the builders rejected has become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's Yahweh's doing, and it is marvellous in our eyes. And they sought to lay hold on him, but feared the people, for they knew that he had spoken the parable against them, and they left him and went their way. And they sent to him certain of the Pharisees and of the Herodians to catch him in his words. And when they had come, they said to him, Master, we know that you are true and care for no man, for you regard not the person of men, but teach the way of God in truth. Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? Shall we give or shall we not give? But he, knowing their hypocrisy, said to them, Why tempt you me? Bring me a penny that I may see it. And they bought it, and he said to them, Whose is this image and superscription? And they said to him, Caesar's. And Yeshua answering said to them, Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. And they marvelled at him. Then came to him the Sadducees, which say there is no resurrection, and they asked him, saying, Master, Moses wrote to us, If a man's brother dies and leaves his wife behind him, and leaves no children, that his brother should take his wife and raise up seed to his brother. Now there were seven brothers, and the first took a wife and dying left no seed. And the second took her and died, neither left he any seed, and the third likewise. And the seven had her and left no seed. Last of all the woman died also. In the resurrection, therefore, when they shall rise, whose wife shall she be of them? For the seven had her to wife. And Yeshua answering said to them, Do you not therefore err, because you know not the scriptures, neither the power of God? For when they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry, nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels which are in heaven. And as touching the dead, that they rise, have you not read in the book of Moses, how in the bush God spoke to him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. You therefore do greatly err. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, Which is the first commandment of all? And Yeshua answered him, The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord Yahweh our God is one, Lord Yahweh. And you shall love the Lord Yahweh your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, You shall love your neighbour as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. And the scribe said to him, Well, Master, you have said the truth, for there is one God, and there is none other but he. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbour as himself, is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. And when Yeshua saw that he answered discreetly, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no man after that dared ask him any question. And Yeshua answered and said, while he taught in the temple, "How say the scribes that the Messiah is the son of David? For David himself said, by the Holy Ghost, 'The Lord Yahweh said to my Lord, sit you on my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool.' David therefore himself calls him Lord, and from where is he then his son?" And the common people heard him gladly. And he said to them in his doctrine, "Beware of the scribes which love to go in long clothing and love salutations in the marketplaces, and the chief seats in the synagogues, and the uppermost rooms at feasts, which devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. These shall receive greater damnation." And Yeshua sat over against the treasury, and saw how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in 2 mites, which make a farthing. And he called to him his disciples, and said to them, "Truly I say to you, that this poor widow has cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living."